Hi, today we're going to talk about machine learning with Konrad Zippel. Konrad heads the Content Lab, Deutsche Börse's data science think tank, and we're very glad that he's here today. Hi, Konrad.
Hi.
So, Konrad, machine learning is a term that I come across a lot these days. Why is it such a big deal?
Well, it's not exactly new. It's the technology's been around, or the methods have been around, but now we finally have the computing power to do something meaningful with it. But what machine learning essentially is our ability to teach a machine to do various things without explicitly writing the rules in the code, but by helping the machine learn what it's supposed to learn by giving it a whole range of examples, i.e. data. So most of you probably have come into contact with machine learning in your smartphone. If you use your smartphone and have it look at a picture, it's going to be able to tell you if it sees a cat or doesn't see a cat. And it can do that because there are billions of pictures of cats, i.e. the internet. And then somebody's gone through extreme lengths and has created labels and told the machine, this is a cat. And over time, the machine has learned to identify a cat without knowing that cats have fur, four legs, pointy ears, or anything. It's actually learned those features itself just from billions of photos of cats labeled as cat.
But so that means that we don't really fully understand why an algorithm arrives at the solution that it arrives at. Is that something that we should be concerned about, that we're relying on machines that we don't fully understand?
I think it's a good point. I think we have to look at two aspects of how we use this technology in order to address that properly. I think the first one is, how do we construct those models, and how do you train it, and how do you test them for biases? And you can understand quite a bit about how the model works, even if you don't know it to the last detail, if you construct it well, test it well, and use unbiased data. And that's why we assembled a team of machine learning experts. And the second thing, I think, is how we actually apply the technology. So we're not really thinking that machines will in any time soon take decisions fully autonomously by themselves. Looking at if we think about doing credit ratings or other use cases that are commonly associated with machine learning, we see it much more like in terms of an augmented decision-making process, where the machine helps a human operator digest and process a huge amount of information by providing them with that information condensed into a signal that help them look at specific pieces based on the machine's recommendation, but there's certainly going to be a human involved.
What has to come together to actually make it work?
Yeah, so I think data, the computing power itself isn't the problem anymore. We can use cloud, we have GPUs and other technology that helps us run vast amounts of calculations and train these models with lots of data. I think it really comes down to the data. So you need a lot of data, big data, historical data, and I think this is underestimated a little bit, you need it labeled. So you need to have not just a billion pictures of cats, as we mentioned earlier, but you actually need to have a billion pictures of cats plus the label, this is a cat. And actually, you know, if you want to identify more than a cat, you also need dogs and horses and all sorts of other things. And I think in our business context, we often find data that comes out of already digitalized processes quite helpful. So if you're thinking about a message that needs to be routed somewhere, we have millions and billions of messages, and because it's a digital process, we do also know where that message was in the end intended to go. So we actually have a label that, for example, enables us to use machine learning to route a message to the right place.
But so what about my day-to-day work? How can I recognize that I am doing a task that could potentially be improved by machine learning?
And so I think what you want to look out for is repetitive tasks, probably, that are data driven. So you're using digital input in order to do that task. And you feel that if somebody was just looking over your shoulder, they looked over it long enough, they could probably do that task themselves. And I think that machine can learn to do these things in a very similar way. I think the other thing to think about is more in terms of the outcomes. I think what machine learning can be used for is to, for example, predict events that are sort of regular in a way that they happen frequently, but irregular in the sense that you don't know exactly when they're happening. So you can use machine learning to get an indication on whether such an event is likely to happen, whether there's a pattern that that you might be able to observe that tells you that something's going to happen.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.